There is yet one more Britain boy. So, Micah, why don't you come on up this morning?
Hello, I'm Micah Britton. I'm 15 and a freshman in high school. This is my testimony. When I was growing up, I would go to Sunday school, and my dad would read me the Bible, but I would not listen to the meaning and take it to heart. Then when I went to summer Bible camp in elementary, I heard and God opened up my ears. I realized that I was sinful, dead in my sin, rebellious, and an enemy of God. As Ephesians 2, 1-2 says, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of the world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience." I also realized that nothing that I can do or my parents do can save me from the wrath of God. I knew that I needed to be saved from my sins and that I needed forgiveness. I am thankful that God sent his son to die, and Jesus, who was perfect and never sinned in his life, suffered a brutal death on a cross and took the wrath of God so that I could be saved. Colossians 1:13-14 says, "He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. That day I believed and repented of my sins and I was saved. I decided to live for God and to try my best to obey his commandments. I didn't realize that God wanted all believers to be baptized for a long time. Recently, I've been aware that God wants me to be baptized and declare publicly that I have been saved by Jesus Christ, who received the wrath of God, so I can be saved from eternal death."
Amen. That's good. Let's go on over.
Micah, based on your testimony and profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.